on the Hat Morning Podcast. This is As I See It with Hoosier Ag Today's Gary Truitt. Warning, what you're about to hear may be edgy and not suitable for the kids.
Farming is a risky business. We all know that too well this time of year. So whenever possible, producers try and minimize or manage risk. Thus, it's not surprising that when it comes to talking to the non-agricultural media, many in agriculture avoid doing that. Fear-mongering about food is an easy way for media outlets to boost ratings and generate publicity. In addition, many activist groups use the media to further their agenda. Recently, I was involved in teaching a group of agricultural leaders how to work with the media to tell the story of agriculture. I sensed some resistance in the room, and it finally came out when someone asked the question, "Why should we even talk to them? They're only going to twist our words and make us look bad." A legitimate question. Based on some of the smear stories, undercover videos, and downright lies that we see in the media. Yet living under a rock or flying under the radar might sound safe, but in today's media-saturated, over-tweeted, and bot-driven society, it's simply not possible. So my answer to the question was, it is worth the risk. When talking to a non-agricultural media person, keep your message simple. Make it personal, and make sure your facts are right. This will not guarantee a positive story, but if you don't tell your story, I guarantee they will find someone who will, and it might not be the story you want. Keep in mind that not all journalists are low-life, blood-sucking slimeballs. Sometimes the misinformation in the media comes from a lack of the facts. They just don't understand. The more we can make ourselves available to the media and tell our story in a way that is relatable to their non-farm audience, the better the chances are they might get the story right. We can also be proactive in our own local communities. Take the initiative. Reach out to your local newspaper, radio station, or television station. Offer to be a resource on agriculture. Help them come up with story ideas that are related to agriculture but relevant to their non-farm audience. If you don't engage with the media, you run the risk of having your views and industry marginalized and losing your way of life. That's how I see it. I'm Gary Truitt.